Hi, I'm American. Stay tuned for my small studio session.
I'm Scott McAllister with WFYI's Small Studio Sessions. The following is the audio version of our latest session featuring American. You can find the entire session, including a video of the performance, at wfyi.org/smallstudio. Stay tuned right after the music for an interview with American from WFYI's Kyle Long. Small Studio is made possible with support from Sun King Brewing.
To ask for help even when I have nothing left. I don't want them to think I'm weak inside, but the truth is I need help like everyone else every now and then. And when they knock me down, just know that I'ma get up 10. And when they show the other face and throw dirt on top of my name, got water and I'ma rise again. I'll never switch on my people or my team or the people here supporting. But every now and then I'm in the fight and get discouraged. And every now and then I'm losing sight of what's important. Tis be making my eyes blurry and my vision get distorted. When the devil messing with me, I'm questioning my importance. I forget to add the tax, I be questioning if I'm worthless. When weeks turn into months, I be questioning if it's worth it. Questioning my own purpose, cause nothing is ever certain. Cause nothing is ever certain.
Lucid.
They don't understand or know all the pain that I don't show. Cause I choose to keep it all inside. I can't let them see me fall. Have to stay strong and stand tall. I can't let them see tears in my eyes. I can't give them the satisfaction of knowing that I'm down bad. Cause they don't ever wanna see me doing better than them. So if I let them see me weak, I let them people win. I let them win if they know they got under my skin. I pretend they words or they actions that despite could never hurt me like the sticks and stones did. Or people that desert me and then left me dry. But not my eyes, this here is deep. I flow with so much pain to keep me up, I never sleep. They either don't know, don't show, or don't care about what's going on. But Lord knows I'm tired of being strong and holding on. And pretending nothing in my life is going wrong. Struggle to stay afloat, but yet I choose to stay silent. Some things I could to share, but then some things should stay private. Cause open ears sometimes equate to running mouths. This the stuff that I don't like to talk about.
Thank you.
dedicated to Mac Miller. Rest in peace to him. One of my inspirations when it comes to my music.
Forget someone like you, because the colors and the shapes that you painted will live forever and they'll never become tainted. Cause legends never die, never wanted to cry, never wanted to see these tears falling down from my eyes. If it was colors and shapes, the imaginaries that devolve of this weight that you had to carry, would you be able to breathe? Able to breathe. Forget someone like you, because the colors and the shapes that you painted will live forever and they'll never become tainted. Cause legends never die, never wanted to cry, never wanted to see these tears falling down from my eyes. If it was colors and shapes, the imaginaries that devolve of this weight that you had to carry, would you be able to breathe? Able to breathe. Cause I'm steady, steady swimming.
This last one is my debut single titled The Come Up. I have an official music video out for it now on YouTube. Stay down till you come up. Praying for a come up. I'm praying, I'm praying, I'm praying. Stay down till you come up. Praying for a come up. I'm praying, I'm praying, I'm praying. Stay down till you come up.
praying for a come up. I'm praying steadout you come up. Praying for a come up. I'm praying steadout you come up. Praying for a come up. Dollar in a dream like coke, cause I'm broke and I'm grinding to the sun up. Need more than a quick buck. Wishing for some good luck. Trying to get by, nickel dime, cut a penny, still living stuck in a rut. Stay down till you come up. Praying for a come up. Dollar in a dream like coke, cause I'm broke and I'm grinding to the sun up. Need more than a quick buck. Wishing for some good luck. Trying to get by, nickel dime, cut a penny, still living stuck in a rut. Right now, I'm just doing enough to get by. World middle class, the money on my mind. Searching for the cream, but still cannot find enough to support, so I'm back in the grind. Tired of working a 9-to-5. Can't see I'm dead, but I'm not alive. No working to live, I'm just working to die. Happiness, something that money can't buy. But all my problems stem from the fact I'm broke. And all my problems stem from the fact I'm poor. Look, I'm stuck between a hard place and a rock. Tired of being broke, but I'm tired of punching these clocks. Dear Lord, make it stop, but I must be late, cause I feel like God sleep every time that I pray. Born rich people are the type of people I hate, cause they ain't never had to pray as much as I had to pray. And they don't work no 9-to-5, cause they can sleep and get paid, or blow my college tuition just cause they bored for the day. Man, they ain't never been in my shoes. They ain't never had to hustle like I did or still do. From the fast food to cleaning bathrooms, I never had a gold plate or a silver spoon in my mouth. I had to get it by any means. What you talking about? I was an outcast. I had to get up and get it when I was down bad. Paycheck to paycheck, I did it for everything I have. Grinding for the white man while they pockets expand. And they wonder why I'm mad. And they wonder why I'm stressed. And they wonder why I'm pressed. Cause I'm depressed, I'm too creative. Sensei with the pen res, man. I'm underrated and I'm underpaid. I'm taking my chance for a grand for more than 10 days. Praying for better days. Stand up till you come up. Praying for a come up. I'm praying. Stand up till you come up. Praying for a come up. I'm praying. Stand up till you come up. Praying for a come up. I'm praying. Stand up till you come up. Praying for a come up. I'm praying. Thank you.
Pleasure to meet you today. I'm a fan of your work, so enjoyed watching you perform. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for inviting me.
Yeah. And first, I wanted to ask about the turn of events that brought you here today.
Mm-hmm.
You initially applied for the Tiny Desk competition. You submitted a video, right?
Yes.
It was noticed here by the local small studio producer, and they contacted you. Tell me how the whole turn of events that led to you being here today.
That's exactly how it happened. So I saw Tiny Desk was taking submissions, and I've always wanted to be on this show. I'm a beater one day. But I guess my submission was recognized by you guys here, and I was invited to come, and I'm here today. So thank you.
Do you have a favorite Tiny Desk performance? I know you're a fan of Mac Miller.
Yeah.
He appeared on the program. Yeah.
Yeah. He's my favorite.
Yeah. Yeah. I wanted to ask you about your artist name, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is a play off your birth name, Kennedy.
Yes.
Your artist name is American.
Yes.
You spell it KKKEN.
Yes.
Is this an overt political commentary on your part? Or, yeah, tell me about the
yes and
history.
No. Yeah. So when it came to me choosing my stage name, I wanted my artist name to have meaning. So the K-E-N part is because my name is Kennedy. But my name itself is to, like, shed light on, like, obviously, like, the negative and the political side of my name. But I'm always about taking negatives and turning them into positives, like, even when it comes to the lyrics in my songs. So even though it is, you know, KKK, the positive side of that is knowledge and kindness is key. So I wanted to shed light on both the negative and the positive.
Yeah. I mean, Indiana was the home of the KKK for many years. So, you know, there's a history
here. A lot of people
don't
know that.
Yeah, that we have to contend with in some way. Mm-hmm. And I appreciate you for taking that on.
Yes.
You grew up on the east side of Indianapolis, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. What did growing up on the east side, how did that shape you as an artist and a person?
It shaped me a lot because I went to Warren Central, one of the best football teams, one of the best marching band, color guard departments, because I used to do color guard and marching band. And I know, like, the east side and the far east side specifically tends to get, like, a bad rep sometimes, but just that alone, like, is able to prove that there is good and there is positives, even though it tends to have a negative rep. We do have the marching band, we have the football team, and it's a lot of youth that's out here organizing marches and rallies to stop the violence. So even outside of Warren Central, the Far East Side itself, the negative and the positives has helped shape me into who I am and the negatives and positives that I represent.
Were you making music when you were attending Warren?
Yes, but I wasn't taking it serious.
You weren't taking it seriously?
No.
Yeah. When did you start taking this seriously? I mean, you're here now recording this session. You've gotten pretty far pretty quick.
Well, right now I'm a junior at Ball State, and my major is audio production. So when I first went to Ball State, I was studying journalism because I thought I wanted to be like a music journalist. So I've always been into music, but I never wanted to take my music serious. But I think just over time, me going to college and me like growing into someone who's more confident, I started to take my music more serious, and that's when I changed my major and decided, like, I really wanted to take it serious.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about your work at Ball State, majoring in audio production.
Mm-hmm.
Do you produce your own music right now? If not, is this something you're trying to, like, working towards doing?
I don't produce my own music, so that is why I'm studying audio production. I want to learn both the technical side of things, too.
Yeah.
But I just got into the Gateway program, so I haven't done too much yet.
Sure. And I wanted to ask you about the beats that you use in your music.
Mm-hmm.
I love the beats you choose. They're very jazzy and soulful. Tell me about kind of the process by which you select a beat and what you look for when you're making music.
Yeah. Well, I tend to not want to be, you know, put into a box. So I like to be on a different type of beat, but for the most part I tend to go for more melodic, like lo-fi, like jazzy type of beats, but I do, you know, rap and sing over other type of beats as well.
Yeah, you do a lot of features on other people's records, right? And you're on all kinds of music. You have a very classic hip-hop kind of sound, you know. I grew up with the 90s, you know, golden age of hip-hop. Tell me about some of the things that you listened to when you were young that influenced you and inspired you to pick up a microphone.
One of the first hip-hop songs I ever heard was One Mic by Nas. So Nas is, like, one of my favorite MCs. I love storytellers. Hip-Hop Saved My Life by Lupe Fiasco. Biggie, just currently J. Cole. Just I'm always into the artist that has a story to tell.
Did you have a parent or older sibling who was introducing you to this music, or did you just seek it out on your own?
My uncle is my manager. My uncle used to do music. He doesn't do music now because he's more of a family man. But he was pretty much the only person I saw doing music. So I think me knowing someone personally helped me, like, make that a reality, or made me say, like, oh, I can do that too.
Yeah. And I want to ask about a few specific tracks you've recorded and released so far.
Okay.
One of my favorite records you've made is The Come Up, which kind of expresses the frustrations of being a working class American. Tell me about this song and, why you decided to write about this experience of being a frustrated working class person.
Right. So, like I said, I've always been into music and always been writing music. But with The Come Up, that song pretty much, like, encouraged me, like, okay, I feel like I need to put this out. Because at first I was just making music and I'm like, no one ever is going to hear this. But I feel like when I wrote The Come Up, around the time I put out The Come Up is when I wrote it. So when I wrote that song, I'm like, I feel like I need to share this with people. And when I put that out, like, I received so much good feedback and so many people told me that they could relate to that. And that pretty much is what inspired me to keep going and to keep putting out music. But yeah, The Come Up is my favorite because I feel like it's my more personal and vulnerable one, because it's about my struggles, about, you know, not wanting to work a regular job the rest of my life. I want music to be something that is my full-time job. And
What's Up? Tell me about that piece.
Yeah.
classic hip hop track.
Yes, yeah. Like it's crazy because like with that song, like I just wanted it to be like a more fun, but like still pay homage to like, you know, like the roots of hip hop. So like I think it has like a New York type of feel to it, but like that's everyone's favorite song now. So now when people see me, they're like, yo, what's up? So I think that's pretty funny. But that's pretty much all What's Up was, just a fun track. But I still wanted to have that hip hop type of feel to it.
Yeah, it's funny because, you know, talking to you face to face right now, you're very soft spoken and speak in this very gentle way. Mm-hmm. You come on so hard on that track. It's like you can just turn that on.
Yes.
Like, yeah, you can just
that's what
turn
everything.
Into that person, right?
Yeah, what everything, because I sing and I rap, and I feel like the singing side is like who I am as a person, but I feel like when it comes to me rapping, like it is like a switch. Like I want people to hear my voice and to take me serious as both a singer and an MC.
The last song I want to ask you about, which you performed here at Small Studio Sessions, is your tribute to Mac Miller, Swimming.
Yes.
Can you tell me what it, you know, this is a really beautiful tribute to this man and his work, you know, and clearly very heartfelt and sincere. What was it about his art that provoked those feelings in you to create this tribute?
Well, Faces is one of my favorite mixtapes of all time. And I know depression is something that I've always struggled with. So Mac Miller, for me, was an artist who I felt like I could relate to and connect with. And Faces was one of those type of works that inspired me to be able to tell my story and my struggles through my art as well. So obviously when he passed, I, you know, took it pretty hard. But it was just ironic to me how his last album was titled Swimming, and I pretty much just took that as, you know, regardless of what you're going through, your struggles and everything, you know, just keep swimming, just keep going, keep sharing your art with the world. And that's pretty much how Swimming, my track, came about. I wanted to take that and take his death and turn it into a positive message, and to use his art and to use my art to further that message.
Well, I appreciate you taking a few minutes to talk with me. It was amazing to watch you perform and to hear more about your work. And
yes.
I'm a big fan of what you're doing, and
thank
hope you,
you
keep it going. So thank you.
Thank you.